Vicky, let's start with last night's main event, First Lady Michelle Obama, or as she calls herself, Mom-in-Chief. Reviews have been pretty good today, but what did you think about Mom-in-Chief's speech last night?
Well, there was a lot of enthusiasm in the hall when she spoke, and everyone was really impressed with her because I think she seemed very sincere in what she said and that she certainly presented a picture of what her life had been and the difficulties that she had in her life and also stressed really the importance of family and how important that was to her and to her husband.
And response from other Wisconsin delegates, were they equally impressed?
They were just really impressed with her. You know, she has such a way of being comfortable in who she is. And she comes across as being exactly who she is, as if she's not at all having to fake or put on anything. She just has a very comfortable way of speaking, and I think that's very evident. Her love for her children was very evident, and also her love and respect for her husband, and also told very passionately their personal story. And I think that came across to all of the viewers, and the Wisconsin delegation was just overly enthusiastic. We talked about it all the way home.
Also yesterday, Congresswoman Wisconsin's Gwen Moore spoke. What was her message?
She did, and her message, Gwen, talked mostly about domestic violence, and she mentioned a little bit about, you know, just the idea that rape is rape and that we have to have that concern for women. So last night there was an emphasis as well on women as well as on families.
A typical day for delegates begins with a breakfast. And a speaker this morning, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean stopped by.
Yes.
What was his message?
His message was just how very important it is that we continue the policies of Barack Obama, that he has been very successful. Of course, Howard Dean is particularly interested in the health care issue and admits that although it isn't everything that he would like, he said this is a very important step. And as more of it becomes obvious to people, obviously it's very noticeable now to those who have been able to take advantage of not having the pre-existing conditions for children, some of the things for seniors in the Medicare, wellness exams, and some other things for families, the children being able to stay on the parents' insurance and things like that. Those things are evident. But as the rest of the Health Care Act becomes visible, that people will see that it certainly needs some tweaking in areas, but is one of the landmark accomplishments.
Tonight's keynote speaker, former President Bill Clinton. What are you hoping to hear this evening?
I've listened to him speak many times, and he, I think, will make the case for why Barack Obama needs to be given an opportunity to continue the policies that he has begun to accomplish what he wishes to, which is a stronger America through a stronger middle class and building an economy to last. And I think he will make the case on that.